Many communities in western Massachusetts are still feeling the effects of Irene this morning, even though the storm is long gone. Dozens of people evacuated from their homes in several towns along the Westfield River. Interstate 91 between Sunderland and Greenfield is closed this morning because of the still swollen Deerfield River. WBUR's Nancy Cohen reports on how residents are coping.
About midday, officials in Chester heard of a possible breach at a dam upstream of town. That was enough to evacuate about 50 people there who live close to the Westfield River. Further downstream in Huntington and in Westfield, more were evacuated.
When the river got high enough where it could crest, then we started moving the people out. It came up really fast.
Ed Mello is the director of the Greater Westfield Medical Reserve Corps. He says about 25 people were brought to the North Middle School, including Cindy Chiquette, who lives in a first-floor apartment with the Westfield River in her backyard.
Just got a change of clothes and we had to leave.
Chiquette, a nurse, got home from work just as police were asking people in her neighborhood to get out.
I don't know where to go, but I know I do not want to stay here all night and sleep in a school.
Chiquette had been sitting in the school cafeteria for 2 hours with her upstairs neighbor, Diane Oliveras.
I think I'm a little anxious because they're not saying anything to us. If we can go back in our homes tonight, if not, it's a little nerve-wracking.
While Oliveras and Chiquette were worried, others in town were exhilarated.
This is awesome. The power of the water is just awesome to watch.
Shelley Oleksak was part of a crowd of people peering over the Great River Bridge at the churning Westfield River.
It looks like an ocean. The waves are absolutely ridiculous.
Melanie Rufo, who has spent more than 30 years here, says she's never seen the river quite like this.
Oh my gosh, it's just raging. I wouldn't want to be caught in it, that's for sure.
Fortunately, no one was caught in it. Back at the North Middle School, cots and meals were being delivered. And even if people got to go home last night, the impact of the storm may not be over. Officials say they'll be keeping their eye on this river, as well as the Housatonic and the Connecticut rivers, in the coming days. For WBUR, I'm Nancy Cohen.